Good morning. Welcome to the Word for Life broadcast brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. And my name is Ken Keltner. I'm the pastor here at Brookside, and I'm just filling in for Pastor Greg, who he and his wife Ruth are celebrating 50 years of marriage. And we are so thankful and happy for the Huffmans. And so Pastor Greg will be back. But today we had the opportunity to have some of our own missionaries in studio, Brian and Victoria Rice, Esther and Grace, and Caleb. Good to have you all here today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And if you've just joined us, we have had a couple of broadcasts. The Rices were part of the ministry that I was with back in Denver, Colorado, and they went on a missions trip with us to Sri Lanka, where we saw God do an incredible work, wonderful opportunities, but we also saw some intense persecution. And I tell folks often, Brian, you were teaching English in the public school, and you were using those opportunities with teenagers then, and you were also a tremendous woodworker, and you packed up and sold it all and went over to China, where you and Victoria and the kids were for 17 years, and had a wonderful ministry there. There are going to be many that are going to be in the kingdom together one day and maybe be sharing some more stories of how they came to Christ because you all were willing to go over there.
Yeah, we hope so.
Tell us a little bit about some of the activities that you would do to help get some of the college-age students to really open up with you a little bit more. And were they trusting of you or not really?
They seem to accept us and trust us pretty readily. And it's changed over time. When we first went to China 17 years ago, the students were just a little bit enamored by us and amazed because we were odd. We were these different foreigners with big noses, they said. And they seemed to think that all the people who came from America, that we were all Christian and that we could all be trusted and we were all great people. And that really worked out well in the beginning, opened a lot of doors for us. But then over time, it changed a lot where, and rightly so, where they learned that people are people, no matter where you are in the world, doesn't matter where you're from or what you look like. Some people are good and some people shouldn't be trusted. But for us, it was always easy building relationships with students. It helped that I was in a classroom and I was their teacher. And then I would invite them to our home. And Victoria would make them cookies or teach them how to make cookies. And so we had a great relationship with them. And what I found with the students is that the further I got them away from the classroom, I would invite them out hiking or go out for a bike ride. Or sometimes we'd even go camping or go a few hours away to another city, get a group of students and go there. And the further they got away from campus, they seemed to just become more open-minded and listen more and more relaxed, which was great for witnessing to them.
How many of them had no knowledge of the Bible or would even maybe some of them would actually say, well, I don't believe in a God, they're more atheistic? Was that something that was common that you ran into?
Oh, yeah, that was most of them. There were only a few students that I ever met in our years in China who said, I've seen a Bible, or sometimes they'd say, oh, my grandmother was a Christian or my aunt was a Christian. But almost every time I would talk to them about the Bible and they would say, do you know where I could get one? They had never seen one.
Hmm. Is atheism pretty strong there in China?
Well, they tend to be Buddhist, or at least culturally Buddhist, and so if you ask them what they are, that's what they'll say because their parents were Buddhist. But what we really saw was that people trusted in money more than anything else, the new generation.
Okay. Did the family get together and go on any of these camping trips, biking trips, or was that something that it was just you, Brian?
Caleb went with me on a lot of trips, and so he enjoyed that. And I invited Victoria and the girls to go on some of these camping trips, but she wasn't so interested. Why is that, honey?
That's because we would often be without electricity or water for days on ends. And in fact, our last 3 weeks in China, we did not have hot water, and it was the middle of winter. So to me, it was like camping, living in a concrete home in China.
Yeah. Would that just happen to you all, or did it happen to the whole area in the city?
It was nationwide.
Oh, nationwide.
Yeah, it was one community after another. We never knew if we were going to have water or electricity from day to day.
Yeah, boy, that's something we take for granted here in the States, for sure. Well, tell us now, you're in Italy now. What is your base plan, or what are you seeking to do? Obviously, to reach people with the gospel, but how do you see God using you to do that?
Well, let me back up one step from that. And in an earlier broadcast, we talked about the transition of going to Italy. And I want to explain what really sealed it for us that we knew it was the Lord's will for us to go to Italy. We went over there on a survey trip. And while we were there, we knew that the Lord was leading us to Italy, but we didn't know where and we didn't know exactly why. And yet we followed him, but we wanted more information, of course. And
yeah. And
as we were there, we were meeting with some American missionaries and church leaders, Italian church leaders. And we were talking to them about reaching the Chinese diaspora, hundreds and thousands of Chinese people dispersed all throughout Italy. And the local missionaries, they were saying, wait a minute, you speak Chinese? And I said, yes. And they said, you understand Chinese culture. You've been there 17 years. I said, yeah, those are the people that we love and we work with. And they said, we need you here. We have been trying to break into the Chinese culture, but they're a closed culture. So while they're here in our country, we haven't been able to reach them. And they said, will you come? Will you come and be part of our team?
And remember, we even had another missionary say that if we could come and help him reach the Chinese, they saw the Chinese, who were business owners, as a way in to reaching the Muslims who they were targeting because the Muslims are doing business with the Chinese.
Hmm. Have you seen the doors opening to be able to break into the Chinese culture there?
Oh, from the day we arrived, we've had solid ministry. There's so much need and so much opportunity where we are in Italy and I suppose all over Europe. So in the few weeks that we were in Italy before we came back here to America, I was actually able to go to Pisa and see that there's a need for a campus ministry there among the international students. Met with people there, and it's I can't wait to get back there and get started on that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we joined forces with a small Italian church in a small town, and we were thinking that we would plant a church, or if the Lord showed us a little church that we could help, we'd work together because we don't want to create competition and divide. We want to unite.
Mm. Oh, I like that.
And so we're working with a small church to build it up, and we're actually— from our home, we went up to the supermarket, and this is, we saw God working in this. Right by our home, we went to the supermarket, completely Chinese-owned. We didn't know that before we went, and we just walked in the door and started speaking to them in Chinese, and it's really funny. When we walk in this store, they yell our names out, and they're all excited that we show up because they see us as their friends.
Yeah, that's important. Now, you also have an opportunity with Grace and Esther because they're going to be going to an Italian public school,
mm-hmm.
I guess. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Have you all already enrolled in that?
No. Or if we get our visa, we're going to go in the fall.
Okay. So the visa, that's the next big step for you all to get.
Mm-hmm.
So are they going to test you before they put you into school to see where you are?
Honestly, we don't know what they're going to do.
You don't know what they're going to do?
Yeah.
Do you have the school already picked out?
Yeah.
Yes. We did go in and meet a couple of the administrators, and we did register them, but it is contingent on us having the one-year visa, and then they can enroll in the fall. And they will have to be taking English class, which they'll excel at, while learning Italian, and they also are required to learn French. So Esther, they said, will be in third-year French. So this summer, we're trying to get her caught up to third-year French.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be exciting to see how God's going to really use both of you there in the school system and to reach your friends. I'd be excited about that. And the Lord, he'll be your help to get you through all those times. Have you been able to meet some friends already over there, girls?
We met a couple in the church.
Couple in the church?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure—do they go to that school?
No, they go to different schools.
Different school. Well, I think you'll be able to get in there and really, you know, meet some neat people and neat kids that you're going to be able to connect with. And so I'll be praying for you with that. And we'll be praying, too, about this visa situation. And any idea when you think it could be in the next month?
We have a flight to return to Italy on July 18.
Yeah.
And we hope to have the visa before
okay.
we go.
Okay. So I think when this airs, Lord willing, you guys are already over there.
Right, Lord.
And so we will really continue to just commit you to prayer and see how God's going to use you in a great way there. Anything else you want to add about Italy that you're excited about, Brian or Victoria?
I'm excited about the number of Chinese people that we've been meeting there. And so the many years of using Mandarin Chinese, we can still put it to use.
Mm-hmm.
Even in our Italian language school, we had a Chinese classmate.
Yeah, we had two Chinese students in our class.
And the Italian teacher couldn't speak Chinese, so she looked at us every time she was trying to explain something to the Chinese student, and we could explain mm-hmm. it in Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like with the Italian people, too, that you've been accepted?
China's a cold culture, and Italy's a warm culture. And so you walk in, and you immediately are hugged and kissed on both cheeks, and you feel like part of the family. So, yes, we already feel welcome.
Oh.
And I think another thing is, in Italy, as we were meeting new people, we would come in and they'd say, oh, you're from America. And they have a stereotype of what they think Americans are like. And we don't fit that stereotype because we lived in China for 17 years. So we were able to tell them that we really feel like we're just more world citizens. And they really accepted that.
Mm, yeah, that's good how you worded that. Well, we have enjoyed having you all. I wish we could have you a lot longer here at Brookside. We would like for you to be around a month or so. But I know you're traveling. You're traveling all over the U.S. To your churches and reporting on what God's doing?
Yes, yes. We came from Denver, and we're here now. We're going to be on our way out to Boston and then back to Los Angeles before we return to Italy.
How many churches do you have supporting you right now, or individuals?
We have 7 churches and 6 individuals.
Okay.
And the cost of living from China to Italy is double. So we are looking to double our support before
okay.
we return.
Okay. If you've just joined us, the Rices have been our guests for the last several broadcasts, and we've been able to catch up with them on their ministry in China and now as they transition into Italy. And so you uphold the Rices in prayer and that God will continue to use them in a great way. And for Esther and Grace, as they look at going into the school system, and Caleb, thank you for being with us, and trust that God will give you a great time with your grandfather. Thank you so much for listening to the Word for Life broadcast. And if you're interested or you don't have a church family, we would invite you to come 9 o'clock and 10:15 on Sundays, 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. And we would love to have you. You come by and see us. Thank you. May the Lord bless you.